Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name, and welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I'm very pleased to be able to once again get together with you as you call in and look at the precious Word of God. I hope that God will continue to make His Word very precious to us, and that we might truly feed ourselves from the bread of heaven, the Word of God. And I know I've mentioned this many, many times, and I think it just bears the importance of being repeated, because this truly is the Word of God. And I trust that God is working in your life through the power of His Spirit and leading and directing through His Word. I'd like to revisit a scripture here of something that I believe is very important and very pertinent, and something that is very needful for every man, every human being that's ever lived on this earth. There's a passage here that I'd like to read to you in the book of Luke, and I'm going to begin in chapter 7, and I'll start in verse 36. And I'd just like to read to the end of the chapter here, and begins in verse 36 of chapter 7. And one of the Pharisees desired him, as Jesus, desired that Jesus would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with her tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to, pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast judged rightly. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with her ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. I know this is a very familiar passage, but it's one that we struggle with from time to time. I think we need to go back and to review and to look at and to see this great need that we have. And it is, we need God to forgive us. And, you know, Jesus gave this parable here. And here in comes this woman who is full of sin. Her life is despicable. She is very low, and she is one that would be esteemed very, very poorly in the eyes of man. She was a harlot, and she had much sin, and she was cumbered and laden down with sin. And she came in, and she knew she needed to be relieved from her sin. She needed forgiveness, and she saw a Savior. And she came to him in brokenness and in great need. And the parable Jesus giving here before was talking about there was two people that owed money. One owed 500 pence and the other only 50. And they were both forgiven. And the one that owed the most was the most grateful because he had a huge debt he was not able to pay. And the idea here is that there was much that needed to be forgiven. And, you know, I think that many times we think we don't have that much to be forgiven of. We think, because we compare ourselves with others, we think, well, I'm not really all that bad. There's not that much that God has to forgive me of. I'm pretty clean. I try my best to do a good job and live a clean and righteous life. And that we have a tendency to think that maybe God doesn't have to forgive us all that much. After all, we do believe that Jesus Christ is the Holy Lamb of God. We believe he is the Son of God and that he came and died for us. And anyways, however we convince ourselves, we tend to convince ourselves that we don't owe that much. I don't know about you if that rings true with you or not. I know for me, I struggle with that sometimes. And say, well, at least I'm not, and then the list goes on and on and on. But the fact of the matter is that we come short. We come very, very short of the righteousness and holiness of God. And when God reveals that to us, we come to him like that woman. We're broken. We see that we are in need of much forgiveness. Even though we may be so different from the world, even though we may have so much more going for us than what we see out there in the streets, and yet there's this great, huge need in our lives to be cleansed from sin, to be able to come to God and receive forgiveness. And I hope that it's our heart's desire to be forgiven of God and to walk in his ways and to be clean and not to be trying to make our own cleanness by comparing ourselves with others. And again, I know that, we've talked about this before, but I think, again, it's very worth going back to because we tend to return back to some of those thoughts that, you know, I'm just not all that bad. And, you know, that's between you and God. But my counsel to you and anybody else would be this. Go to God. Ask him, Lord, is there something in me that is just despicable? Is there something in me that you would despise? Am I walking in my own righteousness, my own cleanliness? Is there something here? If you're honest like that with God, I believe he'll start to show us, well, you know, here's this. I want you to bring this to me. I want you to be broken. I want you to be able to receive from me forgiveness and healing and righteousness through Jesus Christ. I know we know all those words. We know the right answers to all these questions. But I just ask you and just want to see if you would just join me in coming to our God and say, Lord, I need you. I have sinful ways. There's things in my life that I would be rid of. There's things that I struggle with that I wish I didn't, and I need you. And if we're honest with ourselves and honest with God, I think we'll begin to see some of those things. And we've talked about a lot of these things, and we're gonna talk some more about this, but we need forgiveness. And Lord willing, we're going to talk a little bit more later on about one of the steps that we must take to be able to receive forgiveness from our Lord. And we'll talk about that, but I want you to be thinking about that. Am I forgiven? And is there anything that would hinder me from being forgiven? Because I owe much. I'm in debt to a holy God. And maybe you wrestle with that. I say take it before God and just plead with him, and he'll show. If there's anything that is out of order, he'll bring it to light. And so I just encourage you today, let's be very thankful to God for, number one, for his forgiveness. But let's also remember and to see that we have much that we need to be forgiven of. And as you consider these things today, take them to the Lord that he might be able to expose before you. And I'm talking to myself as well, that we'd be able to see, yes, truly, I need the forgiveness of God because I have transgressed and I have come against the holy God and I need his forgiveness and I need his help. First of all, to be able to see my need and then to be able to receive forgiveness from him through Jesus Christ, our Lord. As you think about these things today, I want you to go to the Word and read, and I'd like you to also go before God and pray. God, is there any way that I'm being like this Pharisee? Is there any way that I am not being honest with you? And I believe that God wants to set us free from those kinds of things. And may God bless you as you think about this today and as you go to the throne of God and ask him to communicate with you according to these things. May God bless you today.